This is Teresa. May I say something?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Jim and Afia, I do encourage you to meet with the executive director and write up a budget, because I just think that we can't make plans if we haven't done some strategic planning with the executive director and have determined a budget. We are pulling in money from the affiliates, and we have certain obligations to them as a result of that. I think that when a radio station becomes an affiliate, we should have, they should be on our website listed as an affiliate.
We all agree with that. And it normally, the normal procedure is that the executive of the entity, whether it's the general manager or in this case the program coordinator, does a draft budget. We would expect that to be our starting point. Now, beyond that, I think that we've already established that the place of fundraising and who's going to be responsible for it will be discussed in the restructuring committee, one, and two, that there has to be a budget before there's a discussion about at least how the funds are going to be raised. It seems to me that our that we're better served by putting it those issues where they are and addressing them at that point, as opposed to continuing with this abstract discussion that's really not going to get us anywhere.
Can I just say one thing, Afia? I'd like to see the budget that was decided on, and then the real budget for the last year. So I'd like to see two budgets. What was supposed to happen and what did happen. That's what I'd like to look at.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there never really was a budget last year. That's the thing. You know, it became a line item. And there really was no real budget that I'm aware of. I never got a copy of it. So that's part of the question is, you know, there's still a question on the table as to whether the affiliates program has a budget or whether it's just a line item in the national office, and I don't think that's been clarified.
Can you call LeBron and ask her for some whatever information she has on it, and let's start there.
I think it's a work in progress. I think it's, I mean, the way Arlene said it to me was that as soon as she would get to having a discussion with me about it, and she promised me she would do it in the very near future. And there is no real answer to that. It has to be addressed, and I think Arlene understands that she needs to make a decision about, you know, what to do about this.
There must be something from last year.
We cannot proceed with the back and forth. There is, at least as far as the CFO and the executive director is concerned, a budget for the affiliates program. There was one last year and the year before. I will ask them to provide copies of that and disseminate that to the committee.
Great.
Richard,
go ahead.
I agree with Afia. There was a budget, and it was then turned into the national office. I mean, it was incorporated in, as part of the national office thing. But my question is, with all due respect to everyone on this task force, that's not our job, is it, to be involved in the budget? I think that's between the staff.
Well, if Ursula is asking for us to fundraise or whatever, then yeah, the budget is our issue.
Yeah, I've never asked anybody to do anything.
I have a whole set of concepts, you know. I have a different interpretation of this, but I did not ask anybody to fundraise.
Okay. Just a moment.
No, that was a suggestion. It was just a suggestion.
Go ahead, Richard.
It's my position that this task force is not tasked work on the budget. The budget is a separate thing. This task force is do whatever in the world it does, but I don't think that we certainly don't have any approval rights on the budget, and I don't think we have any say in the budget.
Richard,
be on the stack, please.
That may well be true. However, that doesn't mean that it can't be discussed and proposed by the restructuring committee, which is the reason that I keep saying, if we're going to brainstorm, that's one thing. But if we're going to solve the problem, that's another. And it seems to me that having this discussion in that the task environment is where the problem is going to get solved, not here. Campbell.
Yes. What I was wanting to point out is that I think that, you know, looking at a budget, that's one of the results of planning, and when we're working with our coordinator, this is the kind of thing that hopefully we can come up with is an idea about what would be done in the future. And, you know, part of being able to do something and work in a coordinated fashion is going to be involved in having the resources. And so that's where a budget would come in. And hopefully part of the, resources or what can be done can help to raise maybe some additional external funds, perhaps directly for the, for the affiliates. I mean, it well could be, and I don't know the possibilities here, but it well could be that besides finding some angels, that we may find a foundation or some entity that would be willing to see that this work that we're doing on behalf of affiliates is something that makes sense with regard to their mission, and they would be willing to put some finances toward that. Hopefully that's something of what we can examine as we go into this process. And I think that...
Is there any reason why this proposal is not being made on the 23rd when the committee meets?
Well, the issue was raised by Richard that he felt that it wasn't part of the prerogative of that effort or of the task force, and I tend to disagree with that.
Could we set the date for the next meeting, please, which is the second Tuesday of each month? Madam Secretary, if you could tell us what that date is.
Second Tuesday.
Tuesday, not Thursday? Today's Thursday.
I'm sorry, Thursday. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would also like to, I have an item of new business. I would like to officially request that we remove the names of Najee Ali and Alonzo Brown from membership on the task force, which will change our quorum number. But both of these individuals have said that they have submitted resignation from the task force, so I would like us to say yes to that.
This is an informal discussion. We don't have the authority to vote. We don't have a quorum.
I thought we did have a quorum.
We don't have a quorum.
We had established we had a quorum, I believe.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
Did we have
nine people?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we do. Chandra, Richard Uzel, Teresa Allen, Jessica Polinar, Kim Kaufman, Jim Bennett, Afia Wangaza, Campbell Johnson, and Alonzo Brown.
Alonzo resigned.
Well, we haven't accepted it yet.
He said he would be on the call so that we to facilitate quorum.
He has already sent in his resignation.
Then quorum is no longer nine, Madam Chair.
No, quorum is nine. But could we say this re-debate for the next meeting, which is what date?
Well, the 14th is the second Thursday.
Thank you.
But I think that you know, the action can be taken tonight.
Madam Chair, if I go through the people who are on this task force, if you're going to insist that we have a quorum of nine, I'd like to know how you are establishing it, because
based on the resolution under which we operate until the PMB approves an alternative.
Those people are Chandra.
Excuse me, point of information. The resolution does not address the issue of quorum. If we have people that have resigned, then we have a different quorum, irregardless of the resolution. We don't have a quorum of nine anymore. We now have a quorum of eight. We've met that quorum tonight. We are legally authorized to conduct business. And this is like, you know, going back and forth. And
the fact of the matter is that the April 24th motion is in effect.
But that has nothing to do, Afia, with the fact that Alonzo and Naji have resigned.
It states specifically that quorum is nine. And the reason it states that the quorum is nine, because under that resolution, the membership is, 17 or 21, I can't remember the exact number, and it was to maximize the number of affiliates that would be participating and not be so high as to prevent being able to have a meeting. So as a matter of the resolution of the PNB, the quorum is nine.
I move this motion for a vote because Alonzo Brown and Naji Ali are not affiliates, and therefore this has nothing to do. This is irrelevant. I move that we vote to change the quorum to the current membership, and
second.
We have quorum to vote on that now, and I would like
second.
A second to my motion.
Second.
Motion. Point of information.
Go ahead, Richard.
The vote about nine being the number could go on forever, apparently. The question that I have is, did not the secretary say that we have nine?
So no, we don't have nine.
So if we have nine, whichever side you're on that great debate about whether nine is the number, nine is what we have. So we're
Madam Chair, could I get on the stack?
We had eight. At best, we had eight.
Madam Chair?
No, I heard nine. I heard the count.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, Madam Chair, let me clarify first. We have nine people on the call and Ursula Rudenberg.
Ursula is a non-voting ex officio.
We know that.
Ursula makes 10. Okay. To me, and let me please discuss this, to me, quorum should be based upon how many people are members of the group. And when I count the members of the group, that would be Chandra, Joe Wanzala, Naji Ali, Kim Kaufman, Lamont Yehi, Richard Uzel, Jessica Polinar, Rhonda Gardner, Mitch Cohen, Kathy Davis, Janet Coleman, Alonzo Brown, Campbell Johnson, Teresa Allen, Dina Colbert, Afia Wangaza, and Jim Bennett. That makes 17. Ursula would make 18. So I don't know how we come up with nine, but let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If we were operating on the basis of Robert's rules,
17.
That may well be true. However, we are operating under the authority of the PNB, which on April 24th set the quorum at nine.
Excuse me, point of information.
Point of information.
Afia, you can't have it both ways. You can't say we're required to operate under Robert's rules per the resolution and then say, excuse me. and then say we're not operating under Robert's rules per the resolution. We only have one way to go here. You are wrong. You are wrong. And there is a motion on the floor. Excuse me. Excuse me. There was a motion that was put forward and it was seconded.
The motion is out of order.
Well, I appeal the motion. I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Yes. We appeal the decision of the chair.
Right, and I move that we vote to reject the chair's ruling.
I comment on that.
Can the secretary call the roll on this vote, please?
Sandra, you're not the chair. Wait a minute. I asked you if I could comment on your motion.
There's no discussion on this, I believe. Is there?
Why? No, I don't think so.
I think there is.
Okay.
Got this, folks. We have a quorum regardless of how you look at it. We have a quorum. Let's don't fight about this, and let's go on and do business. We have a quorum whether it's 9 or 8. We have a quorum.
Okay.
We do not have a quorum. The quorum is set at 9. We don't have 9 members of the council.
I appeal that decision of the chair. Madam Chair, we have 9 people, and we can conduct business, and there it was a motion on the floor by Chandra Hopman.
You know what? In about a minute,
vote on
have
that.
8 people, because I'm getting off.
Well,
really?
I think that we can.
Well, excuse me. I have Jim, I'll have to turn it over to you. I thought we could complete the business of this evening. It, albeit informally, and I'm 30 minutes late for another commitment, so
okay.
If you'll click it from here. Thank you.
You're good.
Okay, then I move my motion I appeal the ruling of the chair that we are eligible to vote that on that motion and that we have a quorum, and therefore we can vote.
As taking over as chair, I would like to interject one item and see if anyone has any objection to it. In terms of my viewpoint of quorum this evening, Alonzo has sent in his resignation, but we have not yet accepted it. So therefore, he is still a member of this task force, and his statement that he wanted to be on the task force tonight so that we would have quorum is accepted by me as acting chair. Given that, I don't know if we have to vote on whether we have quorum tonight, because I feel that we do.
Yes. Great.
And Mr. Chair, I have another question, though, and I guess there's a decision. It seems to me that the resolution that was passed in April says that we would abide by Robert's rules. It also, according to the co-chair, Afia Wangaza, is that we have a quorum of 9, but a quorum should be based upon how many people are on a committee.
That is correct.
If 5 people resign, you wouldn't keep the same quorum. And right
you have no argument for me on that. I do think that also, there's 2 things at play. I cannot know exactly where Afia was coming from, but I think that she thinks that in order for the quorum to change, that the PNB has to make a ruling, and this is me guessing, that the PNB actually has to change the quorum and not the task force. I believe that. Let me finish. I believe that in our restructuring subcommittee meeting that's happening on the 23rd, that we can basically make that decision in the restructuring. That's part of restructuring. What is quorum? Based on the amount of the actual members that we have, we can do that at that meeting. I mean, we could do it tonight, but we could also do it then.
We have a vote on the floor, and this is just this is really silly. This is
yes,
really
it is, Sylvie. What is
so let's just move the motion that we approved and go forward with the rest of the meeting and take the action that the motion stipulated that we take.
What was your motion?
I appealed the ruling of the chair. I don't even remember the original motion.
Well, why don't we drop it?
Wait a minute. I had a motion on the floor that we remove, that we accept the resignation of Najee Ali and Alonzo Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that the quorum would be adjusted from there to conduct this not only tonight.
I'd like to comment on that.
Meeting.
I could be on that stack.
Richard, go ahead.
Be on the stack also, please. This is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, you'll be after Richard.
I think, man, I've said this. This is about the third time already, and I guess I'll shut up and go home. But why are y'all doing this? This is silly. I mean, here we're trying to get past all this stuff, and we're trying to grow a little bit. And I think Afia was making an effort tonight, and now y'all are getting down here picking on nits. You know, you're nitpicking. It doesn't matter. Like I tried to say, it was quorum whichever way you looked at it. This is silly. This is a waste of time, and it's irritating. It's irritating me. I'm going to vote against Chandra's thing and your thing, Therese, just because I'm irritated. I mean, this is
really
counterproductive. You're shooting yourself all in the feet.
Jessica.
Can you hear me? Hello.
You're breaking up a little.
Okay. I know why. I'm sorry. I want to know, and please forgive me for my ignorance. I guess this would can be considered a point of information, but I have a co-chair on a committee that I'm on, and I would hope that he would stop me the next time I sound or I do something. The minute that you started speaking, Mr. Bennett, everything you said made sense. Things fell in the balance for me, and I was kind of hoped maybe I could make a suggestion that you could. You have done that with us on the line, because I'm also now I'm irritated is a good word, but I don't know. I don't really know if it was nitpicking. I can see both sides. I just don't know why you couldn't say something like that in front of Effia or while she's on the phone. If I have a co-chair, and when one of us goes off one way or the other, or, you know, we do talk to each other about it. Do I need to say, hey, Jim, how do you feel about this next time? Because I think it would have been really productive if you had said what you said when you hung up 30 minutes ago, and I wouldn't have been not in my stomach right now.
Well, of course, you know, what we have here is we are not co-chairing a meeting. We are sharing the chairing of meetings, and we alternate. So she was the chair. Part of the process is I, as co-chair, cannot overrule her as chair of that meeting. So in that regard, I stay out of it. Now, that doesn't mean that I wasn't about to speak, but I was, like the rest of you, getting frustrated and amazed that we were going around and around about whether we had quorum or not, or whether Alonzo had, we had accepted his resignation or not. And it was just based on the other part of the meeting, which was meaningful, this part seemed like we dropped off the deep end.
Yes.
I'm not sure where we're going, other than the fact that I certainly think that, you know, if we're not going to do it tonight, and I don't understand why we have to do it tonight, we can certainly take care of this in the restructuring meeting.
May I get on the stack?
You are next.
Okay. I don't understand why we shouldn't do it right now. If Alonzo Brown was on the call, I don't know if he still is, but said he had submitted it, I don't understand why we can't remove him right now as a courtesy rather than wait 2 weeks.
I would be fine with that, but I also do want to point out that he did not send his resignation to me as co-chair. I honestly will take his word for it, but I do feel that it's appropriate for him to send something like that, and or anybody that's resigning to both chairs of the the task force. That doesn't mean that I won't accept it. I will, but I'm doing it on face value, and I don't understand why one chair would get it and the other wouldn't. I'm wanting this to move forward, and I'm willing to accept his resignation because I had it verbally. So there you go.
When I spoke with Najee Ali this evening, he told me that he had submitted his resignation to Afia Wangaza. I don't know whether he submitted it
Doesn't matter. I haven't heard from him at all, either verbally or otherwise, but I'm happy to take your word for it and Alonzo's word for it accept both resignations.
Hi, this is Jessica. Can I be on the stack?
Yes. I don't know if Teresa was done.
Well,
Teresa, were you done with your...
Yes, I guess I have to respond to Richard Uzzell. I'm sorry that you feel that I am being just argumentative and disruptive when the chair proposes that even though we have only 15 on the committee, we would still have a quorum of 9. We're not able to conduct business because we were told at the beginning of this meeting that we didn't have quorum. Now, I believe that we will make headway on the 23rd, but I think I have a right to suggest, to clarify this. And, I don't think it's crazy, and I don't think it's argumentative, and I don't think it's problematic. And I'm sorry people had to sit through that. It should be
okay.
A simple matter.
Jessica?
This is more about the co-chair position. I shouldn't keep on using that terminology. I understood what you said earlier about how you guys are handling it, but we do in this situation. Something happened in the same way, and I told her at that time when I found out that she got the email about a resignation that wasn't submitted.
So you're breaking up. I can't understand you.
The co-chair that I do, the committee that I co-chair, my partner or my co-chair, she and I had a discussion because someone did the same thing with us. They did not resign to both of us. It was just for one. So we came up with that. We had to have that discussion. If either of us gets a resignation, we have to hand it over because it's not fair in a way to make the person look for both emails if they're not really sure of the spelling or whatnot. So I kind of look at it as my responsibility. Sometimes I'll ask her, hey, has anybody resigned or have you heard or whatnot. But that's just, I'm just giving you a 2 cents on my end with the co-chair. I think FES should have talked. If it was me, if I was her, I would have emailed you too. I would have notified you too. So, maybe that would keep it. So maybe you should let her know, hey, next time you get one, you need to let me know.
Yeah, I can certainly share the love in that regard because there have been several messages that have gone out to everyone in the task force that said please direct all correspondence to Afia and Jim both. So people have to take responsibility for not reading those earlier emails at the same time. No one should be slighted for not remembering that. And, let's move forward. What else do we have to say at this particular time? Do we need to take a vote this evening?
Mr. Chair, I believe the motion on the floor is to remove Alonzo Brown and Najee Ali from the task force as they have both submitted their resignations.
Is there any disagreement with that? Then it's
without objection.
It's done. Okay. Is there any other business to conduct? Is there another vote that we need to take? Hello?
Not here. Our next meeting is then on the, the
14th. October 14th for the affiliates.
October 14th.
And the next meeting for the
subcommittee
restructuring group will be on the 23rd at 8 o'clock.
And I would recommend at that time on the 23rd that we define the current aspect of what is quorum, or if we even have to have quorum, that can be discussed in the task force restructuring. It may very well be that we no longer want to have quorum as an issue in the task force itself. So that's something that we can discuss there as well.
Okay.
Fine. Mr. Carroll?
All right. Barring any further need to discuss, we are done.
Mr. Chair, one thing. When this Campbell, and when I sent in my permission to be late note, there's a thing I had as priority suggestions, and I think that maybe if folk would look at that, change it or whatever, so you know, this might just give us a little paradigm with which we can start to function on, or you know, whatever people would like to suggest, so that we can begin to move forward. Okay?
Thanks very much, and I urge everyone to do something similar to what Campbell has done, so that we'll be farther along when we actually begin the work of the subcommittee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.